Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Resurrected Republic, RTR Truth Media, No More News with Adam Green. I'm your host, Tom Lacabara-Stewart. Folks, we're going to be doing a simultaneous live stream on the No More News channel with Adam Green, discussing a wide variety of topics, including his trip to Palestine, including the censorship that's been in absolutely insane that's going on. But, you know, we wanted to try and coordinate trying to do this live stream and do a radio broadcast is all new to us. So if you can, please just bear with us. For those of you out there that are in our chat room, I will be on actually on Twitter. If you want to send any questions or comments, you can send it to me at Tom Lacabara at Twitter. And really, Adam's going to be leading this interview. So I just am doing the intro because we're breaking into our time slot on the Republic Broadcasting Network and the Resurrect the Republic RTR Truth Media radio show. So that being said, take it away, Adam.
Thank you, Tom. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be doing this dual simulcast, I guess you could call it. And it seems to be going smooth. Everybody like, share, and subscribe the link. We're going to be going over some of the latest censorship and the latest news and talking about the usual suspects, the usual topics. So thanks for joining us on this Friday night.
Yes, yes, yes.
So where do you want to get started, Tom?
Well, I was just in touch with Activist News, who sent me over a message that he has a bunch of online trolls now taking him out. And you know, this troubles me. There's a couple things that I wanted to address. One is the subject of folks that are exposing the, you know, I'm a conservative, I'm a Christian, and I fundamentally disagree with other doctrines that don't support mine. However, I do also realize is that the Muslim and Christian communities in Palestine and I have a similar complaint. One of the things that I have seen with conservatives is that if liberal causes, if there's a point of order that is predominantly a liberal cause, they must just reject it because it's being presented by liberal. And I reject that. And Jake Morfonios and I talked about this a little bit when we just did a show a few days ago. And I think that there's a real big problem in the Christian community about, you know, not everything that liberals say is wrong. I would have to agree that the majority is probably off base, but we do have a serious problem with Zionism. Zionism is not, it doesn't comport with biblical Christianity. It doesn't comport with human rights. It doesn't comport with many of the doctrines that I believe in. Okay, so I've been reached out to by some Palestinian Christians, as well as the head of the Council on International Relations, the former Minister of Health, who we're now chatting on Twitter, of Palestine, Dr. Bassem Naim. We have fundamental differences in opinion in politics. I don't agree with liberal politics, but because I don't agree with liberal politics does not mean that everything a liberal believes in is wrong. Just like it's just two sides of the same coin. Adam, they have us divided by this left-right paradigm. And I'd like people to just challenge people to think, to put principles over party, to put what's right. And one other, I want to close on this point with, you know, one of the liberal memes is that they want social justice. I don't agree with social justice. That's the equality of outcome. I don't want social justice for Palestine. I want freedom for Palestine. And to me, there's a difference. The right to self-determination, the right to be able to make your own way, the right to not have your land stolen, to not be persecuted and tyrannized. And I think that that's where I'm starting this off with. Your thoughts?
That might be the first time I've ever heard the word tyrannized, but I like it. Just because somebody's wrong about one thing doesn't mean they're wrong about everything. And retweets are not always endorsements also. Just because I disagree with something that a leftist or a liberal is saying doesn't mean that I'm a Republican and I'm a Trump supporter. And this, mm-hmm. just this duality of if you're not black, you must be white. They really play the sides off one another, and that's how they're able to stay in control. And meanwhile, we got from the Al Jazeera doc, the Jewish lobbies bragging how they enjoy bipartisan control, and that's why they're so strong, is because they're not a partisan issue. The support for Israel is bipartisan. So you don't hear anybody in the media, any of the media, talking about this undercover footage of them bragging about bipartisan control over Congress, about bragging about their technical capabilities with cybersecurity and backdoors into everything. Not one word out of all these patriot groups about this latest undercover stuff.
No, none of it. And it really bothers me because, you know, you have this faction, what I call the ADL alt-right, which are, they're in my opinion, they're plants, right? Mm-hmm. We see this with all the official mainstream, I call it the mainstream alternative media, because they puppet the same official narratives of 9/11. They support Israel unrepentantly, unapologetically. And then there's this other faction of seems to be neo-fascist, goose-stepping Nazi kind of people. And I don't believe that they're authentic. And the reason that I don't believe that they're authentic is that you cannot be. And I kind of follow in the kind of paleo-conservative Ron Paul school of conservatism, that you cannot be a socialist, whether it's national or otherwise, and be a true conservative. Conservatism means absolute limited government, self-determination, individual sovereignty. So when I see these faux publicans, and it really makes me angry because it's like an infection of the mind, when I see these fake conservatives that are supporting the large state and bigger government. And, you know, for instance, is I had a headbutting session with who's somebody that's been a friend of mine for a while, who went kind of native in Mexico on the whole immigration thing with the wall. He believes in an open border and freedom. I thought, that's not freedom, because the immigration in the southern border is being weaponized by very special interest groups. And that's not authentic immigration. I said, but you know what? We had a wide open border for a very long time. And it used to be that criminals and outlaws used to flee to old Mexico, not come the other way. And the reason was we were not a Bolshevik, commune, fascist nation with big government programs and all of this. I said, you want to solve the problem? I can solve the problem of immigration and the wall and everything else, and socialism and communism and Bolshevism and corporate fascism, and we wouldn't have any need for a wall, or we could very much appease both sides with portions of their argument. What do you hear from the left? We want to abolish ICE. We want open border. All okay, I can give that to you, but it's got to be a tit for a tat. No more communism. No more social programs. Because, you know, I saw a video coming up from these people on the border. Oh, my God, dude. You know, it's not – I know that we see one aspect of this. I don't believe in a wall, because what walls can hold out, they can also hold in. We've seen this in Palestine. We've seen this in East and West Germany. It's nothing good. So I see these – the right and the left are both serving the same God, which is statism. And it's fueling maybe a different ideological perspective of, but still the same huge, big government solutions that I don't believe are a solution at all. That's kind of how I see it.
Yeah, and what I always think about, all the fuss about build a wall or to not build a wall. I've lived in San Diego for many years, and there's always been a wall everywhere I've seen down by the border. And I saw the video of the I don't know if they're from the caravan or not, but there were some South Americans, some Mexicans. I'm not sure if it's Honduras or Guatemala where they're from, but they were jumping up to the top of the wall, and I was like, what are they doing? How is this possible? But then I read the article, and it actually said that once they landed, there was a bunch of Border Patrol on the other side, yeah. And that they were arresting them, or they were just going up to the top and then not jumping over.
Yes. So, and the first busload, by the way, there's a couple things that the mainstream media is absolutely not covering. One of those aspects is that Mexicans, they just went nuts, and they're starting to protest. They want these people sent back to Honduras. The actual Mexican people are starting to get fed up with this whole thing because it's disrupting everything that they have going on too. But we have these special interest groups, George Soros and company, and this kind of touches a sensitive topic because, you know, certain people that did certain crimes of alleged certain horrible crimes was sharing information that I just saw a couple of our Jewish friends actually just substantiated that there are leftist Jewish organizations, Zionist, pro-Zionist organizations that are kind of contributing to this. Now, are they the only ones contributing to this? No. But there are communistic groups that are absolutely contributing to what's going on, and that is not authentic immigration. So the first busload of some 77 people, and this was all private buses that were paid for, and this money comes from, you know, that didn't come from the individuals that were riding the bus, right? So the first 77 happened to be a group of Hondurans who are LGBTQ, HIZ, whatever letter they're using these days. And they showed up and they wanted to make an argument. And I can guarantee you that it was the lawyers that had this, the communistic lawyers that had them do this. They were using this they were basically claiming asylum based on the fact that their lives were in danger because they were LGBTQ and they were being persecuted where they come from. But if you listen to the leftists here in this country, the LGBTQ community here is under fire and there's massive deaths. Now, we put out an article on our website debunking the entire there's an unnatural transgender murder thing going on. Most of these people have been killed in their own communities. They've been killed because they've been involved in high crime areas with drugs and all this kind of business. So anyway, the point that I'm trying to make here is that all of what we're seeing in the mainstream media, they're not telling us the truth. They're giving us one narrative. They're not telling us the other. They're using these Bolshevik style laws. Just like, you know, look at the censorship going on with so-called hate speech, right? There is no such thing as thought crime that is constitutional. Hate speech isn't a thing. It's just not a thing, right? So we know this, but they're using this against us. Thought crime is being used against us right now, every day. So if we oppose any one of these things, we're the bad guy, right? But here's the thing. If I come up and I punch you in the face unprovoked, does it matter to you, Adam, why I punched you in the face, or does it matter that you got punched in the face?
Yeah, I see what you're saying about the intent with hate speech, that how they apply the intent behind it, whether it's based off of hating or not, they just try to make it seem that way.
Yes, it's all about your and they try and kill the message. Like I have to praise, there's Horowitz, or I think his name is Horowitz. I was watching a video today of a guy. I've never seen his content before. I wish I had it to give over to you. It just popped into my head. But it was a Jewish man who was exposing this organization, this Jewish organization that the Pittsburgh synagogue shooter was complaining about, right? Do you remember the name of that organization? I can't think of it off the top
Hias,
of my head.
Hias, Hebrew Immigration...
Yes.
AIDS Society.
Yes. So he was, as a Jewish man. Now, this is another reason why we have to be very careful when we, and I know you are, I know Jake is, and I think that as, if we're going to do honest reporting, really, truly honest reporting, we have to embrace some of these folks that are coming forward that are exposing this, who are Jews themselves. They see the inherent danger of these groups that are pro-Zionist groups, whether they be leftist or right, whatever they may be, achieving different goals and agendas, and they're horribly endangering Jews across the world. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, Jake Morfonius has said, you know, we're trying to be a friend to the average everyday. We're trying to treat Jews like we would treat Americans, like we would treat any other.
Like we would want to be treated ourselves.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And it's there are people among their own groups that are perpetuating this evil, and they're bringing the backlash upon them. This is the same thing as when you go back to Bolshevik Russia. All right, the majority of the Red Army was led by, it just happened to be led by Jewish people. So what's going to happen? You have your everyday shopkeeper who has no part in doing anything, but it's going to come down on him. It's not going to come down on the dudes with the guns. It's not going to come down on the people that have a way and a means to fight back. It's going to come down on the everyday people who, when people start snapping, then you start seeing. I'm not apologizing in any way for what happened in Pittsburgh. I don't know. I wasn't there. There's all kinds of sketchy things about it. But to walk into any building and indiscriminately kill other human beings is depraved. It's immoral. It's wrong. However, that does not mean that the individual that perpetrated this act and his message was completely wrong. And just like today, we had this. I couldn't believe it. I'm sitting here, like, you know, attaboy. This conservative Jewish man, who I don't know whether he's Zionist or not. I don't know. I don't know enough about him to say so. But he was bold enough to call out this Hayas. He was bold enough to say this is what's happening and this is what's wrong. Okay, so I fundamentally have a disagreement with Talmudism. I fundamentally have a disagreement with Islamic interpretation. However, I can still have a conversation with individuals like Dr. Bassem Naim, right? He's a Muslim, and he does put out a lot of leftist material. So I'm not going to find the things that I disagree with him with. What do I agree with him with? Okay, what I agree with him with is that Zionist persecution of Palestinians does not comport with my belief system, my morality, my moral compass, my faith. So regardless of whether I agree or disagree with him on every other matter, I do agree with him that Palestine needs to be free. And yeah. I think that we've lost ourselves when we get so trapped in our ideology that we can't see the plight and suffering of people that's wrong.
Right. Yeah, you mentioned about the fake controlled opposition, right? And yes. That's something that I've been noticing the last few days. You guys know Jack Posobiec from Rebel yes. Media?
Yes.
So they're always trying to smear him and other people in his clique, like Milo and Mike Cernovich and Alex Jones and these people. They're trying to smear them as Nazis and anti-Semites. And here's an example of the latest. Daily Beast took a photo of Posobiec, like, just pointing out to the crowd, which is some kind of like peace rally. And, mm-hmm. and then they cropped out the black guy that was next to him and his finger and made it look like he's doing a Hail Hitler here. And he's from Rebel Media. Here, I have this too. This is Mike Cernovich retweeted this. I saw this recently. Ezra Levant, the owner of Rebel Media, says, look, if they can call real Candace Owen a white supremacist, she's black, I guess they can call me an anti-Semite. We're so Jewy over here, our critics call us the, quote, rabbi media. Stupidity plus malice equals the media party. So what's the deal with these guys claiming that Jews are anti-Semitic and that Jack Posobiec, who is a total Israeli shill, he goes and speaks to the ZOA, Zionist Organization of America, and it just is all these, he's tied in with all these right-wing kosher conservative media companies, and they're propping him up in the media as the controlled opposition, as he's the anti-Semite. What's the reasoning in your mind for them doing this?
It's all just to muddy the water, to confuse people, because people are easily confused. I mean, let's face it. We're in the Tide Pod eating generation, so it doesn't take much. It's like shiny, look over here, you know. Yeah. Every time I see see Ezra's face, it just makes me cringe. It's a distraction, and there needs to be a certain semblance of credibility these guys have, because they know that in the true information war, without all of their thought police, without all their censorship, they're losing the argument because they have no argument. When you have to organize entire efforts to propagandize, look at the electronic intifada, the what they've put out on Al Jazeera, yeah, on the whole Israel lobby thing. When you have to organize to that extent, when you have to pay people, and there's people that aren't even really believing in the cause that are getting sucked into this thing, you don't have truth with you. You're not winning the argument. So you have to bully, and you have to use these platforms, and of course these other entities like Rebel Media, which is just another. I call it Fox Lite.
Well, he says it himself, that they're known as the Rabbi Media, and I've showed other tweets from Ezra Levant talking about that they're a Zionist company, and all these new gurus in the alternative media, the conservatives, the pro-Trumpers. So many of them came out of there from Rebel Media. Posobiec, Lauren Southern, Faith Goldie, Tommy Robinson. All of these new heroes in this controlled opposition right wing.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, the censorship now, what they're mm-hmm. what they're engaging in is they're attacking the message and. De facto, they're attacking the messengers, which are us.
Which they say they do. They say that that's their goal in this documentary. That's their plan and their scheme and their dirty trick is absolutely. Discredit the messenger to discredit the message and make and do psychological warfare and all these dirty tricks. I put it all in the last live stream I did. I can't remember the title of it, but I'll link it in the description below. Yeah. And you were talking about the censorship too. We got some clips and tabs to show you about this latest censorship. But how do these people think that they're going to just keep censoring? And like you said, the guy that shot up the synagogue, yeah, he was insane. It was murder, cold blooded slaughter, not the way to handle things. But that doesn't mean that everything he was upset about is wrong. We need to have an honest conversation about these grievances that we have. And if they just keep thinking that they're going to censor us and suppress us on social media and just call us conspiracy theorists and to dismiss us, they're just going to make more people angry. They're going to create more chances of violence happening to them when you censor other people's voices. The JFK quote, when peaceful revolution is inevitable, something like violent revolution. I'm getting it butchered. I'm going to bring it up.
I know what you're talking about. A lot of other people that have heard that quote. When you make peaceful revolution impossible, you make violent revolution inevitable. Mm-hmm. And we're just trying
to have a battle of ideas, like an info war, and have it all be peaceful and all be factual and have a debate about things. And that's not what they want to do. They're going to suppress us and censor us and make us go underground. It's going to polarize more and make us more extreme. They have to know this. Maybe it's part of the plan that they want more anti-Semitism.
No, I it's absolutely part of the plan, and it's been the ADL's agenda. I mean, look at – remember Perlman, that guy that posed as a Muslim radical – did all of these
that's Adam Gedan, his grandpa.
Oh yeah, Adam Gedan.
Yeah. His grandpa was named Perlman and worked for the ADL.
Yes. So mm-hmm. and not only that, but the ADL itself. Here's the absolute broken thinking of Americans. You have Mueller, who is just I don't think he could kiss their I'm on the radio now, so I have to watch my language, but I don't think he could kiss the ADL's butt any more than he did. He's, our love and our, just this dripping speech that he gave, right? The ADL is a criminal organization. They were founded by criminals and gangsters. Meyer Lansky was one of their biggest supporters, and his granddaughter still works for them. They've been discovered penetrating police departments and gaining intelligence files, doing the same spying tactics that that we don't. The largest spy ring in American history, 240 Israelis. Nobody talks about that. You want to talk about Russian collusion? Russian collusion? Russian collusion? Bolshevik collusion? There you have a problem. And the Bolshevik collusion is through Israel.
Stop right there on the Bolshevik. I was reading a book. Perfect that you brought that up, because I was reading The Curse of Canaan by Eustace Mullins last few days. And listen to this. I'm going to quote right from it. He says, apparently at the mercy of the occult influences at his court, Tsar Nicholas of Russia was arrested and provisional government was set up. The government was headed by Kerensky, a 32nd degree Mason who had been chosen as head of the provisional government by Schlesberg, the Grand Master of the International Order of B'nai B'rith in Russia. So yep. B'nai B'rith was involved with the overthrow of Russia, and now that's who's in charge of social media here in America. I mean, it's not hard to tell where this is going.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Hit the nail right on the head, which is, God, you know, the work that you do is so important. And, you know, my main channel, it was terminated. There was a lot of this content that was on my main channel, and I was surprised it lasted as long as it did. You know, I had built it up, and I built it like I did a lot of work, like a business, right? So what do? They gain control of these corporations as if they didn't have the control already. And they let you build up to a certain point. They let you depend upon that content, and then bang, they rip the rug right out from under your feet, and they destroy you. I call it economic terrorism. I think it is a Commerce Clause violation. Since the federal government loves to misuse the Commerce Clause the way it does, I'd like to argue that that these people are interfering with interstate commerce, and call it for what it is. It's financial terrorism. It's economic terrorism. Unless you take me to court and you can prove that I broke a law in some way. And I would love, by the way, I would love them to bring me in. I'd love to be brought into court for hate speech. Bring me into a court and let me argue against hate speech, because I'll bring in the entire history of the Marxist, communist, foreign ideology that brought hate speech to America in the trial and present it to the jury and let the jury decide and let them nullify the crap out of the case.
Well, maybe we should just start flagging the ADL nonstop every day and say their hate speech. I'm offended by their hate speech shutting down my free speech, my right to be a journalist.
I hear you, but I won't resort to that, because the only reason I won't resort to that is because I don't want to. God, I understand that it resonates with me what you're saying, right? But I don't want to resort to the tactics of the enemy to
you don't want to sink to their level, that or else we're no better than they are. And right. An eye for an eye leaves the whole world blind, so we can't do all their dirty tricks right back at them.
Right, right. I'd rather just I stand on the truth, you know. And by the way, the clergy plan. I see some of the comments coming in through YouTube. The ADL is a hate organization. Now, there's a lot of good commenters in there, and they make very good, valid points. Look, David Ben-Gurion, the prime words, I am a proud Bolshevik. He didn't say I'm a proud Jew. He didn't say I'm a proud Israeli. I'm a proud Bolshevik. This is after coming back from the Soviet Union. You know, we hear about the 6 million, 6 million, 6 gazillion, 6 million. We don't hear about the tens of millions of people who were killed by the Bolshevik Red Terror. We don't hear about that.
Or Dresden and Cologne and all the other massacres throughout history.
That's right. I was listening to a rabbi give a presentation today who is very sickened by what he sees of Zionist Israel. And he said, how did he put it? He said, before the Jewish people used to worship God, now they worship the Holocaust. Before, the Jewish people used to try and build temples and synagogues. Now we build memorials to the dead. They've turned the worship of God into the worship of the dead, and we're not worshiping God anymore. This is from a video.
I saw a video this week on Zionist Report, and it was a woman talking about anti-Semitism, and she talked about it as the Holocaust legacy. She called it a legacy, and I'm thinking, like, that's the way she looks at it. Like, a legacy is, like, something that, like, you're supposed to, like, remember that was positive, that you're known by, that, like, you're proud of, you know? And yeah. they're thinking of – they've weaponized it. Everybody can see it, pushing it in education. And all the while they're pushing it and making it mandatory, and you have to read Anne Frank, you have to read all the books, there's all the Hollywood movies. But Palestine, they're not allowed to even talk about what happened to them in 1948. And all around Europe, you go to jail if you question it. It's, yeah. You know, yeah, everybody in the chat already knows.
And that's what they're trying to do that here. And, you know, I don't know exactly how they're going to here with the American justice system, it's not perfect. There are huge problems. I'll admit that. However, we do have one thing still left, which is the power of the jury, right? And, you know, if I'm drug into a court over hate speech or one of these Marxist laws, I'm pulling it. I'm not holding anything back. Not holding a damn thing back. I'm going to give them the entire history of hate speech. This is what Russia did. They declared anti-Semitism. It was a death penalty offense. You know, once you start going down that slippery slope of thought police and policing people's speech, it leads to death. That's the history of it. So I would look right at the jury and say, if you would like to do the same thing that the Bolshevik army accomplished and the mass genocide of millions of people based upon their thoughts, then please find me guilty. And if that's what you want to do, mazel tov. If not, find me not guilty and nullify this law. So, and I hope it never comes to that, but I see it coming. I see it happening. They're doing
are
it.
Are we taking... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Are we taking calls? Can we take calls through your show today? Will that work?
Were you planning on it? I don't know. I'll have to check with... I'll have to check with Mike on that. We didn't plan on it because we were doing a live stream. We're not doing any commercials or anything like that. But if people want to call... hold on, let me check with Mike real quick.
All right. I got a clip that I want to show. I want to share with you guys while you're looking into that.
Yeah.
It's Times of Israel, my favorite anti-Semitic website. And it says, video shows passerby blasted by water cannon at Jerusalem protest. So I was just in Jerusalem like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they say, innocent woman knocked down by Israeli, quote, skunk spray. Look at this spray, this poisonous, toxic spray that they nailed this woman with. And this is them, protesters. There's Torah Jews, ultra-Orthodox Jews protesting the jailing of a young seminary student for draft dodging. So they have the mandatory military and service over there.
You must kill in the name of the state. Yep.
Yeah, and these Jews, yeah, which militarizes everybody, which gets everybody to indoctrinate them with the hate towards non-Jews and the militaristic, violent perspective. So they're protesting against this mandatory military service, and this is how they get treated. And imagine getting hit in the eyes with this poison spray.
Jesus.
Whoa.
Wow.
Have you seen this one already?
No, I didn't see this one. I was kind of trapped up with the fisherman that got killed and a couple other ones. I haven't seen this one.
It's just that's never right. Ending. A fisherman got shot. Wasn't it a young boy went a little bit too far out of the 1 meter fishing zone off the coast of Gaza, so they shot him and killed him. And also I heard a story recently that there was an old woman in Gaza who refused to leave her home. So a IDF soldier went up and gave her some water, and they took a photo of it. And then right after they took the photo for their PR, for their Hasbara propaganda, they shot her and killed her. That's the story I read.
Oh, nice. Have a glass of water and a bullet. That's wonderful. Way to win the hearts and minds, you Zionist scumbags.
Yeah, and we're just and they can do all this with impunity. They can murder with impunity, and we can't say anything about it. They're trying to suppress all criticism of them for anything. And at the same time, they're saying we're the smartest race, and you guys are all anti-Semitic because we're just you guys are jealous of our success. But we're the smartest, and that's why we're overrepresented. But it's anti-Semitic if you point it out, and you know, ban Gab, ban all the anti-Semitism on social media. Just this week, more calls for to mess with the algorithm. That's the next bit I want to show you guys. Where are we?
I'm gonna get the God, why can't I remember? I have Lyme disease, so I can't remember numbers so well. I'm gonna get the call-in number. Those okay. of you that are in the chat room, if you guys that are in the chat room or you're listening on RBN, if you want to call in, I think it's 1-800-313-9443. I'll put it in the chat room now.
All right. Okay, and if you guys want to send a super chat to send your support or have us talk about a topic or have a question or something, we'll be keeping a close eye on those today for you guys to be heard.
I know for you guys out there, I'm not wearing sunglasses because I'm trying to be cool. I have a 50-inch monitor here, and I have my dad's genetics, and I have extremely light-sensitive eyes, so I'm just not trying to be cool here. I can't the brightness of the screen at night, it hurts my eyes, and I end up with a headache. But, okay, so 1-800-313 – oh, did I put 312? Folks, that number that I just posted in the chat room, I hit the wrong number. It's 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443 if you want to call in. My producer is sitting there, and he is ready to take your call. So anybody in the YouTube chat room, if you want to call in and ask questions or make comments. All right, go ahead.
I saw a documentary last night on Netflix. Amazing. Everybody needs to see it. It is like life-changing and alarming and just mind-blowing. It's called Stink. It's pretty new on Netflix. Amazing documentary about a guy that has he's a widow, apparently. If you're a guy and your wife dies, you're still a widow, right? Widower? Yeah.
Well, he's
a widower. His wife died from cancer, and he's got two young children left to watch after, two young girls. And the story starts that he orders them a Christmas present, some pajamas, and they open it up, and they smell it, and it stinks like crap. So he goes on some journey to figure out what chemicals they put, and it turns out that it's like cancer-causing flame retardants. So the documentary is called Stink, and it's all about all of the how all the chemicals are hidden in the fragrance in every product, every big corporation product out there, and they won't tell us what's in it. It's all a secret. It's all hormone-disrupting or endocrine-disrupting chemicals and cancer-causing chemicals, and they put it in everything. It just like deodorant, laundry detergent, and our shampoo, and our toothpaste, every single thing people use. So everybody watch that and share it. It's just mind-blowing how we've been poisoned by so long by these big multinational conglomerates. And also one more documentary I saw recently, I can't remember the name of it, I'll look it up now, but it's all about the dangers of Wi-Fi and 5G and radiation.
Yeah,
just disturbing stuff. It got me freaked out about cancer and dying watching these things. So we really need to take care of our health.
We do have a caller on the line. You want to take a call?
Sure,
go
ahead. Okay.
Mike in Kentucky. You're on with No More News and Resurrect Republic RTR Truth Media.
Yeah, our governor jumped on the bandwagon for the whatever it is BDS, I guess. So. But yeah. One thing I wanted to mention, since you just touched on it, was that the Israelis developed 5G, and I think they intentionally have locked in their 400 or their channels within Israel is 40 megahertz for their mobile service. So they cannot, supposedly because of that, roll out 5G in Israel. So it's going to be a 5G safe zone.
Right. Isn't that convenient?
That has me quite alarmed, because I think a lot of this massive MIMO directed energy stuff, our health information is not secure.
Yeah,
all these people are running around doing 23andMe. So what they will essentially have is a matrix of information where they can easily find somebody that is compatible with one of their billionaires or millionaires that needs our organs. Yeah. And so with brain scans, they could easily determine what the resonant cavity frequencies are for parts of our brains, like our hippocampus or prefrontal cortex, and this massive MIMO could be used to attack your brain. Oh, your husband has early onset Alzheimer's. He's not going to have any kind of quality of life. But guess
what? Only that,
I don't know
if you just saw this or not, but TruthStream Media, Aaron and Melissa Dykes put out a piece that covers the actual DNA and how DNA reacts to the Wi-Fi signal and how that dude, you have to see it. I recommend everybody go to TruthStream Media and check out their recent presentation on your DNA and the Wi-Fi and all of that. And I just think that it's very interesting how Israel's going to be a 5G free zone. And you know, there was an article that said that right around the place in Palm Beach where Trump has his golf course was going to be 5G free too. I even tried to go to, it was published, then it was taken down, and then I went to the Internet Archive, the Wayback Machine, to try and get see if it had been tagged by that, and it was gone off of there too. It was gone. So yeah.
So. I was just going to say, the idea that they could attack certain resonant cavities in your body with this stuff, even though it's super low, supposedly, intensity, these are all software-driven radios. They're SDRs, and the intelligence community has been using software-driven radios since, I don't know, back at least the early 2000s. You can go see that ANT catalog, the Advanced Network Technology, that Snowden leaked. They had covert phones that looked like regular flip phones that had like 4 gigabytes of memory in them way back in 2009. It cost like $15,000, but the intelligence community could use those for targeted individuals, and you wouldn't know you had one of these phones. It looked like a regular phone, right. But it had all kinds of hidden memory in it, and even in one case...
All born in Israel.
Does everybody opt out at the airport when they make you go through the body scanners, and do they opt out and do the pat down?
I do.
I always do on principle.
Yep.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's another way for them to.
You have anything else to add? Because we want to move on to another caller. You have. I didn't want to cut.
Well, I was just going to say that's another way for them to find the resonant cavities in your bodies to scan your body like that at the airport. They want to attack some portion of your body, and they've got your medical files, your 23andMe, your DNA profile, or your sister went and did it, you know, even though you told her not to. They can tissue type you and decide, oh, let's take him out. We need his liver and kidneys. He's got a low social credit score. I'll let you go.
That's what they do in China.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
So before you go to the next caller, I got that documentary. It's called Generation Zapped, and I watched this last week.
Ooh, I didn't see that.
It's good. It's new. I think I saw it on Netflix, but, man, it'll give you the creeps. I already always put my phone on airplane mode whenever I'm wearing it on me, and whenever I do calls, like when you press – you dial the number and you press send to make that call, and you put it up to your ear, that's when it's shooting out the most hardcore signals.
Yeah, I don't do that.
And, you know, the government warns that it causes cancer. The slips, the inserts in the phones warn that it causes cancer. They say, children, limit your time and stuff. It's between that and all the poison and the chemicals and in the food, it's like we're all just guinea pigs, and we're not allowed to have any kind of we're not allowed to be aware of what's even in the stuff and the real dangers of things.
Yeah.
And the other one is stink. Why are toxic chemicals hiding in America? And when they these documentaries, they talk about, like, yeah, it's one thing when all these chemicals are accumulating in our bodies, but just think about on, like, the industrial level, how much of this poison they're just creating and then putting out into the environment every year. The numbers are absolutely astounding how they're poisoning the planet and poisoning everything in it.
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, boycott these big companies. Boycott They're probably all, you know, on the BDS list anyway. So just boycott all this stuff. Support the companies that use limited ingredients and healthy ingredients and have transparency. And the only way we're going to overcome this is if we, you know, vote with our dollars and boycott the bad companies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just sent over a link to you. It's called, and this is what I was referring to earlier, was it's a video by Aaron and Melissa Dykes that's titled Science Admitted Signals Control Us. And there is 19 minutes you won't be sorry you spent. Really interesting on how our DNA and how certain genetic traits that we have, you got to watch this video. I watched it just probably about an hour before we went live, and I'd probably like to watch it again a couple more times and take notes, because one thing about Melissa Dykes, man, you know, she's a good researcher when it comes to this kind of stuff. And this is why at rtrtruthmedia.com, by the way, what I try and do with the website, and you know, Adam, I have you on the site, I have Jake on the site, I have Aaron and Melissa Dykes on the site. I have all of this amalgamation of really interesting, very hard-hitting information that you're not going to hear in the mainstream media. And we're really trying to build an effort. And those people out there that are interested in contributing, they can go to rtrtruthmedia@protonmail.com. Send me over information if you want to write articles, and you know, we'll consider posting them on the site. So we do have a couple callers on the line. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. We have Mike in Chicago. You're on with Adam Green and Tom Lacoubere-Stewart. Welcome to the show.
Great. Hi. Interesting. Great conversations and everything. I was just going to say, if you want to find out what not to do, is you know, possibly look at the enemy of yourself, mainly you know, the mass media that is programming us to think and act in a particular manner that is toward our destruction. Any of the major networks, you know, spend every nickel that you have. Who cares about next week or the future? Everybody's in debt. I mean, even though everything is looking like it's going down a shithole, you know, who cares? I mean, you know.
Woo, careful, we're on live radio.
Right, yeah, well, sorry about that, yeah. But the fact of the matter remains that it's not all what it means, and the fact of the matter is I think there's more debt right now that will never be repaid, and there's going to be a point where it's going to probably have to be dealt with, and that's what scares me.
You think? And, I agree. Thank you.
And
thank
you know
you
what? Everybody says, "Oh, I'm not going to do that," or you know, Bitcoin and all this stuff. You know, we're gonna yeah. go and slither out this way and the other way. You know what? I don't think so. I think you know, when it comes down to it, somebody's going to be in control at the end of the game.
Well, so, if I didn't have faith in God, I don't know what I'd have, brother. Thank you very much for your call. Thank you. God bless you. Charles in Arizona. Charles in Arizona, you're on.
How's it going?
Good. We're blasting away.
I've been listening to you guys since I think the stream started about. Yeah, I was interested in what you guys brought up about toxicity and how that plays a role in controlling society. And I was wondering, you know, it gets frustrating how people don't talk about fluoride enough, because it's proven, you know, by Harvard, CNN did articles on it. It's proven, and it's just basics, you know. You have topicals and things you use externally, and then you have things you use internally. Fluoride is a topical you use in your teeth. You don't eat it, you know. But
I know who this is. Logic, I recognize this voice.
Yeah. But no one talks about fluoride anymore. Nobody. It's weird. Sybil Edmonds will talk about fluoride once in a while, barely. She's the only person, really. But that's really what makes that has really driven people to not really understand a lot of things. And I really wanted to mention something to you guys, because people didn't really talk about the Kavanaugh hearings at all. And I thought it was really interesting, because one of the things that I said to Jeremy was that these people, like especially like blackmail people, like transvestite people, like what's his name, Rudy Giuliani, he's like a transy, and these kind of people, they'll send out these people so that to tell the truth once in a while. They will, like, they're just, I call them jesters, okay? And what's really weird is that I've heard, and I've been looking into it, that there's these, you know, people don't talk about them, but they exist, these fraternal Catholic orders, actually. And see, John Brennan's in one, Kavanaugh's in one, Gorsuch is in one, all the, and I think it goes back to the, a lot of the, like, homosexual Hellenistic Greek, you know, when Greece fell, the Hellenistic period was during that period. And these fraternities are the ones that ruled, were the Hellenistic fraternities. And people forget that Catholicism has been corrupted. And, you know, I don't like to align with the entirety of Vatican.
Look at our Supreme Court. Look at our Supreme Court. It's either Jesuit or Jews.
That's what it gets to. That Giuliani said. He said. I have the quote from him. He says, I voted for Kavanaugh. Me and Kavanaugh voted for Supreme Justice Kagan, who is a Talmudic Jew. And I, this guy, Here's George and Maurice Pinay both posted stuff on how she came from a Zionist Jewish background. So that's a hardline Jew being connected to a liberal Supreme Court judge. So that's the dialectic being played out right there. You know,
yeah, you know how they say there should be no religious tests. But what they don't say is that there should be some ideological exclusion from people that penetrate this government. If you fundamentally believe in Talmudic law, you by your nature must oppose the Constitution. Therefore, if you support an ideology, whether it's communism, whether it's Talmudism, whether it's Sharia, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. You know, it's not constitutional. Therefore, it is anti-American. And this is who we have surrounding us. But people can only focus. You ever notice on the right how they just focus on radical Islam? That's the only problem that exists.
Yeah.
But they don't even realize that Talmudic law has been not only codified. I mean, look at Education Day, where I'm sure that you probably know about Bush's Education Day back in the 90s. We have been so dumbed down as a people. We have Talmudic law going on right now in this country. And what is that? They want a world court, a one world government ruled by them. Adam covered this extensively.
They call it unification.
Yeah. Yeah. He's covered the whole prophecy thing, the third temple, this is the mindset of these people.
People called it long before I did. I learned from many other people.
No, yeah, of course.
I wasn't the first one to come up with any of it. People have been talking about this same stuff for thousands of years.
Yeah, they have. They have. Well, you put it out there, though, buddy. I got to give it to you, though. I have to give it to you.
Well, it's been suppressed in recent decades a whole lot with the control and the consolidation of media.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I wanted to read you guys this quote from Giuliani, though, how blatant it is. He says, Senator Lindsey Graham distinguished himself today as the fairest man and the best lawyer in Washington. He voted for Justices Sotomayor and Kagan, both Jews, right, Talmudic Jews, that stemmed from, hardline Jews, actually. So hardline Jews being connected to liberal justices that are Jews, right? So it's a front. It's an obvious front, right?
Of course.
And it's weird because Kagan talked about how this Zionist guy and how everything was about gambling. It was basically like you're gambling with society. And that's what makes sense. Jews are just gambling, or the Talmudic Jews are just gambling with the entirety of culture and society, see what they get. And I'll finish it off here. He says, on old-fashioned principles, I also did. If he is going to vote for Judge Kavanaugh, the Senate also should. He says, he voted for and I supported for just... Yeah, so he just goes how Kavanaugh is basically supported by this Catholic...
If you notice, the entire resistance against Kavanaugh was a fake resistance. It was a fake based on fake allegations, based on a witness that not only did she not remember who brought her there or who left there or any of these details, but she remembered who it was. It was all a faux movement because it would go nowhere. It was never intended to go anywhere. And all the while, All the while, yes, exactly. I have to give credit to one person who is in the mainstream that brought some truth to this, which is Judge Napolitano, who in a lecture said, yeah. I was willing to get my fingers burnt on this because I pointed out who was the one who supported the Patriot Act, NDAA, all of the Orwellian, draconian laws. That was Judge Kavanaugh. Who was the right-hand man, the legal guy of George Bush? It was Judge Kavanaugh. And I have to thank Judge Napolitano for pointing that out, because I was not aware of that until I caught that lecture that he gave. And then I started going down that rabbit hole. And I think, now I know. Now I get it. I didn't understand what this fake attack was by the left until I realized that they were in cahoots with the right. It was a bread and circus. I get fired up on this.
Oh yeah, what it goes back to actually though is you're exactly right. Is I think all the Talpiot talk guys, they were they're real right about how they said Syria was never meant to be taken out. Bashar al-Assad was just meant to be rolled back, and then they were going to basically give the Al-Qaeda a base in Idlib. Give the Kurds a base in the Kurdish region, and then give everybody their own piece of land, and then have them rolled back. And that's why I get back to this thing with the Catholics, because these are old orders. Because if anybody talks about Jews, they have to talk about how the Romans and the Jews were in a dynamic together. Because that's what it always was. And that's why there is an old Catholic tradition where there's a balance of power between these old knightly orders of like the Knights of Malta, which is split up into all these different sects within the Knights of Malta banner. And then you have the thing like the Jesuit order, which is also under a bunch of different banners, like liberation theology, which can be considered fake communism, but also like a tool by the... But see, there is a dynamic between the Jesuits and these Knights of Malta, and the Knights of Malta actually having the Zionist wing, because, you know, I've heard rumors that... That the people behind Trump, some of them, like, I guess Mercer being connected to some Knights of Malta, and, you know, I guess the, what's his name, you know, the general with Blackwater
Prince,
being connected
Eric
to
Prince.
Knights of Malta. Yeah, and then you have faggots, like transsexuals like Rudy Giuliani being, like, a Knights of Malta, and then you have people like even the South American communist dictator being connected to the Knights of Malta. So you kind of see that.
We can't use that kind of language.
You got it. We're on live radio, so
you can kind of see that it's a pushback and it's a rollback.
Use it. Hold on. Like, calm down. Using that kind of language.
To the Democrats and
all right. Cut him off, man.
All right. Hold on. Relax. Adam?
Using that kind of language does not help our channels at all.
That's true.
I think you should drop the caller.
Okay, that is a decision Adam's making, and we are going to go with Adam's decision.
Sorry, he did another curse word earlier. We're under the radar. We're under the microscope. We can't be saying anything that is going to – I mean, they could – you know, I don't even want to say it.
Yeah,
everybody knows.
You're right. And we're on
I strongly condemn that kind of language and that kind of
– Yeah. I understand where he's coming from. I don't necessarily disagree with him on his position, but we are on live radio and we have to be careful. We have, I think, two more callers up, and then, folks, we're going to get back to a little bit of content, and then we'll take callers again, I guess, before the end. Charles in Arizona. Charles?
That was already Charles that you were just talking to.
Oh, that was Charles?
To. How about Roger? Before you go, can I read a couple super chats real quick?
Yeah.
I'm just going to say thank you to everybody beforehand. Dom P, you should do a collaboration with Black Pilled. I haven't heard of Black Pilled, but
Devin
I'll look
Stack.
Into him.
Devin Stack, yep.
Okay, all right.
Hi,
Adam.
Agree.
Okay, cool. I'll look into it. Hi, Adam. Congratulations on what you're doing. Keep on keeping on. I will. I'm all in. They're not going to stop me. We need Mel Gibson to run for president. No, I don't. But Mel Gibson is already buddied up back with Rahm Emanuel, the super agent, and Ari Emanuel, Rahm Emanuel's brother. What has he done or said since his drunk outspoken rants? Ricky Raxton,
they got him back under control is what they did.
Exactly. Yeah, he's not speaking out anymore for truth. I'm surprised that he didn't go to this gala to raise all the money for the IDF like the rest of these Hall